Maybe you go buy a rental property. Maybe you invest in somebody's project where they pay you 10% interest on that money. Guess what happens? You're making 10% on those 50K, or you can leave it back in your mortgage and have more equity in your house.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, why you should not pay off your house. I know I'm gonna get a lot of bad messages, probably bad comments, I have no idea, but this is why, this is my opinion, you should never pay off your house. Okay, so you have a house, you bought it for $500,000. In today's market, you probably got a 3 to 3.5% interest rate on that house, okay? Now, let's say that you had to put 10% down on the $500,000 house. That means you have $450,000, right, of your balance, okay? So you have $450,000 balance on your house. So what happens when it goes down to $400,000, right? And it goes down to $350,000. You're paying the bank 3% interest. Now, you are paying a 30-year loan, and you're really not gonna pay them $450,000. You're gonna pay them a lot more because of the interest. But you're only paying 3 to 3.5% on that money. That's pretty much like free money, right? If you can grab that money and have it make money for you, that's really cool. And I'm gonna show you how. So say you pay off your house, you're at $400,000 and you have $100,000 equity, go out and get a HELOC, a home line, go get something, right? Maybe you get 50K. You get $50,000 and you're paying 4 or 5% on that money. But now you use that money and you invest in real estate, right? Maybe you go buy a rental property. Maybe you invest in somebody's project where they pay you 10% interest on that money. Guess what happens? You're making 10% on those 50K, or you can leave it back in your mortgage, right, and have more equity in your house, but that 50K is not making you money, right? You're making 10% on that 50K. Your interest rate on that is 4-5%, but you're making 10% a year. You're actually getting a 5% spread. So you're making 5% on your money, okay? Say you have $450,000, or say, you know, you say your mortgage payment is $2,500, your house is all paid off, go borrow $400,000, right? Now you can make 10% on that, you're gonna make $40,000 a year. If your mortgage payment is $25,000, guess what? That $40,000 a year is gonna pay for that mortgage payment. It'll pay 30K. 25,000 times 12 is $30,000. It'll pay 30K of the mortgage, and it's gonna leave you $10,000 for you, okay? It's gonna leave you money. So I believe that you lose money by paying off your house. I think you do, because then it doesn't make you any money. So there's a lot of ways to do it. Maybe you want to pay off your house because it'll make you feel good, like you don't have a mortgage payment, you know, that's fine. But for me, you're leaving money on the table if you pay off your house, because you could reinvest that money, especially in today's interest rates are so low that you can make more money with it. I know people who even go get a line of credit, they get a line of credit on their house and they invest in real estate. You can say, hey, if the market crashes, you're going to lose everything. Well, you know what? It depends. What is your investor personality, and what are you going to invest in that is going to be a safe investment? That is a safe investment. That is up to you. You want to figure out where you want to put that money, where it'll be safe, where you don't lose it. Everything's a risk. Nothing is guaranteed, but that's why you should never pay off your house, because you can use that money to make you more money.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.